From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
A Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show. NFL Conference Championship Weekend. Super Sunday. Stakeholders are going to talk. Chris, what's going on, man? How's everything, man?
Man, I can't wait to hear what they say. I'm doing good. A hell of a lot better than the past holiday season. So I'm coming back, and I'm going to be as loud as hell.
Right.
It's going to be like that, man. I need to ask later on in this podcast. I need to ask you a few questions too, bro. I want to hear your take on the goings on around sports, actually. So we'll talk about that later on.
Okay. All right. Without further ado, we got two games. Of course, towards the end of this episode, let's leave like 20 minutes if anybody, stakeholders, want to sound off on our own squad or anything, like you said, around sports. So that don't have a sound off on that. I have nothing else to add, man. I'm just hella tired. Let's get into it, man. We got Titans, Chiefs, Packers, Niners.
Yeah.
You want to have a quick tidbit before we bring on the stakeholders for a roll call and we get into these two games?
Oh, no, man. I just wanted to know how you felt about the Astros and the Red Sox and all that good old
dude.
And now the Met. I just wanted to hear Steve Blair. I just wanted to hear how it sounded. I wanted to hear Azul's take.
I'm thoroughly annoyed. I mean, actually, I was so pissed, especially that particular season, because I went to a lot of Yankee games, a lot of road games that year, and I spent a lot of money for that Yankees team. And for that to happen, especially that was the year people was giving us house money, and that they did what they did. I mean, I put it like this, because I don't want to get too long on it, because I was actually going to save that for Sunday.
I'll put it like this.
I don't think they left some punishment on the table. The commissioner, although he did what he needed to do, the domino effect with Alex Cora in Boston, Beltran with the Mets, the players. They need to be suspended, but they won't be suspended because of business politics, because of the players' union. That's a road the commissioner of Major League Baseball does not want to go down that road, because that players' union is the strongest in any sport, stronger than the NBA, stronger than the NFL, stronger than the NHL. So I say all that to say, man, if this was a college program, man, they'd probably be on the verge of the death penalty, man.
Extinction.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly pissed because if we're all Yankees fans for the most part, that's at least one championship on the table. I mean, if you go back to even the last this past postseason, how Altuve just launched off of Chapman, you gotta be wondering, did he not get he launched off of Chapman to walk off home run. So everything's got to be in question, as far especially in that home park. And then think about the teams in the division, like Oakland and Texas. They got to play these teams every multiple times a year, nine times away on the road. It's just crazy, man. And then Boston, they carried it over what they did to us in Game 3 of the ALDS in 2018. Around the park in the Bronx. They hit us around the park. You got to question everything at this point. But that's story for another day, man. And I definitely want to get your thoughts on that as well.
All right. Who's in the house?
Bring them all in the order that they called. And we'll get to these picks. We got 7 points and 4 points on the confidence. It's close, man. I'm still doing the calculations as we speak.
Don't even hurt my feelings with that.
Good evening. How you doing?
I, I'm
I'm doing okay. I'm happy to report that I have not been stealing any signs recently. So I want to make sure
No, you have been. I'm calling the commission, man. Yes, you have, man. I'm really thoroughly annoyed, like Steve said. Yeah, you've been stealing, man.
I apologize. I tell you what, it was an even money week in the sports book, but it felt like a loss this past weekend because the Ravens, you know, it was so, it was so disappointing. I didn't lose any money. I didn't win any money. It was 2-2 in the books. So, you know,
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. But
next week.
Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, next week, this week coming up here is a new week, so hoping to finally, you know, I'm 4-4 in putting in my money on these games in the books.
Yeah.
Haven't won, haven't lost, so maybe that's a good thing.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about that part anymore on the show because I'm abysmal. Anyway, hold tight, Carl. Lady Blue!
What's up?
How are you?
I'm okay. For a Thursday or Friday Eve. No, it's not Thursday. It's Friday Eve. So,
yeah, you gave me that word. I put that on my list a lot.
Yes, I did.
You know,
Friday Eve.
That term, rather. Yeah. I like that.
Yep.
I like Friday
Eve. I'm looking forward to football for Sunday, but I'm actually going to miss the second game because I've got a concert to go to Sunday night.
Oh, excuse me. And is it an important concert? And anybody we love?
Well, it's someone I love. It's Queensryche, heavy metal.
I know exactly who they are. That's right.
Yes, I'm
Sweet Lissicity. Yes.
Epitome of a metal chick.
Okay. Well, have fun. And we'll tell you about this game, these two games. Anyway, Steve.
I'm going to record it and watch it on Monday.
Oh, that's cool. Just happy
to be here with my Bleed Blue family and can't wait to yap with everybody.
Thank you. Okay, well, we will. Guess what? You know, we can't go on without thinking about you, so you know how that works. So it's all mutual. And that's it, really. So I want you to have fun, though. For real, we all do. All right, come on, Lady Blue. We got to go around the house real quick. And I think Worm is in the house, I believe. Hey, Worm.
Hey,
is this you?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Good. How's everything?
All right. We'll be right back because I know you got a lot to say.
You got it.
All right. Is this the definition?
The funny thing is I was texted just about 5 minutes ago. Are you calling in? So I guess my presence was warranted. What's up, fam?
What's up, James? Everything is everything. You here with, you know, your family. You're in the house with your family. You just heard Lady Blue talk about she's got her family with her. So here we are. We're all in the same living room. We're going to talk about this NFL championship Sunday that we'll get coming up for 2020. And we're going to take it from there. So put your fasten your seatbelts, okay, kids?
And we'll do that.
All right. If you're listening to the show, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google, The Bleed Blue Show. And, you know, the matchups are the Packers and the Niners, Titans and the Chiefs, Steve Azul in the house. Anything else to say, sir?
Well, let's get into these games, man.
All right. First game, though. Packers and Niners. Packers and Niners. Carl, you're up. You got to give us your prognostication on this and what you see, what you feel happening. It's on, you know, as everyone knows, it's on to the NFC Championship game. And we're going to see the NFC North grapple with the NFC West. Like they were talking all that smack all year amongst them. Well, amongst themselves, well, they can have it now. This is a game that's going to start at 6:40 p.m. on the East Coast. If you remember, these teams played already. They played, was it Thanksgiving or just before that? The Niners won that.
The
November 24th.
Yeah.
Right.
37-8. We were at the Giants Bears
right
game
now,
that day.
Right. And both teams will be entering this game at 14-3 on the year. So go ahead, Carl. Do your thing.
you know, when I looked back and I was rewatching the game last night, the first meeting that they had, and, you know, there's a lot of what a defensive line can do to really control a game and really revamp and adjust everything you want to do offensively. And, you know, as we saw last week when the 49ers got Dee Ford back, got Quan Alexander back, those guys didn't even play the first time they met the Packers, and they dominated them up front. This time around, so the question you have to ask yourself is, okay, is the first result that we saw, was that a fluke? Meaning that if they played again, would the same score be 37-8? I'm very leery of going that route for this reason alone. You know, sometimes when you win by that many points the first time and you see the same team a couple of weeks, you know, this will be about 8 weeks or 7 weeks since they last saw each other. It's psychologically you're thinking, hey, listen, we beat these guys. We don't have to worry about them. And my only fear, because I think the 49ers will win, but my only fear is that sort of a lackadaisical approach this week, going in, believing that the 49ers simply can show up defensively and run the Packers right out of the building, which they should. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, as we saw on Sunday, you know, that's, you know, he may not give you 100% A-plus play all the time like he used to, but just for those few plays when he needs to make them, you know, you get performance out of Rodgers. And, you know, what they have, the recipe for the upset is really pretty simple. They need to get two turnovers out of the 49ers, and they also need to hit a couple of big plays. I think if those two things happen, they can keep the game relatively close until the last 5 minutes. And I'm going to take a gamble and think that that's in the cards this week. Because I'm hoping, guys, that we're not going to be sitting at, you know, 8, 9 o'clock on Sunday night, the score 30-3, and we're like, all right, that's the end of the weekend. I'm hoping for something better than the first time that these two teams met.
That's what we've done all these other playoff games, Carl. Everything has been a shock so far, in a way, to a certain
it
degree.
It has.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah. So, So I hope this is what I'm like you. I want to, you know, that's why I'm in last place in the parlay, man, because, you know, nothing has come together as planned. It's like me divorcing that chick back in 92. And you thought it was going to be one thing, and it turned out to be another, and I've had to pay ever since. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, one thing about that first meeting as well, you know, that game was 13-0 with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And then the 49ers were able to break away. I believe they got a fumble where they recovered it at the 3 or 4 yard line. They took it into the end zone. It was 20-0. And right then and there, the game was, you couldn't run the ball anymore. So the Packers basically were in a situation where it's like, hey, listen, it's 20-0. We're not going to run the ball into the line for 2 or 3 yards. What's the point of that? And so now Rodgers is just going back to throw every single play, and he's getting mauled back there. So that's what the Packers have to avoid. They have to make sure that this game is close at the half, basically. They can't afford to get down more than 7 points.
Yeah. Good point. Wow. All right, that's Carl, everyone. Let me see. Carl, stand by. Carl, you were just on time. Stand by, sir. Lady Blue, prognosticate this, please. Green Bay Packers versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, I hope it's going to be a good game because all the other games last week were on the edge of your seat kind of games and far out. But I have the 49ers in this one because I like the fact that they've got the best running attack. And I think they're just going to pound the ball. They're just going to pound the ball and try and keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. I'm hoping, like Carl said, it's not a blowout because I like exciting games.
Right.
But I still see the 49ers winning. I mean, I got to give it to them. I mean, the Packers they haven't really impressed me. Yeah, they've won all these games, but I haven't really been impressed. And I don't know why. They haven't impressed me. But the 49ers, I mean, the game last week was pretty good, to say the least. But I'm hopeful. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see part of that game. So, and then I'll watch the whole game on Monday. Like I said, I'm excited. If I would have picked this, I was on the fence last week about taking the damn Titans because I took the Titans against the Patriots, and if I would have taken the Titans, I would have won all four games. So I'm a little aggravated that I was so on the fence. Yeah, but I'm just I'm kind of sad that football is ending, even though our team, you know, was horrific. I'm just always sad when football ends.
I know.
Because I don't.
You have the most miserable summers of all time.
Yeah.
You really do.
But I still have my Giants Super Bowl. Well, I still have my all my Giants Super Bowls in my DVR to watch. So.
Lady,
I do.
She's
I watch
one of
them.
A
I've got America's Game in there. I've got so much shit in my TiVo that's just Giants.
We believe you.
That Mario hates me for it.
Any homo sapien on earth that loves the New York Giants know that you love them just a little bit more. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I am psycho.
Okay, so stand
but
by.
I just really, really hope that it's a good game. I don't want to blow out, and I want to see the 49ers on top because I want them in the Super Bowl this year.
All right. That's Lady Blue, everyone. All right. Thank you very much. Where's Worm at? Is he here?
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
You there?
Yeah, got you. Talk to me.
Well, I was looking for a sign of where to go, you know, with these games for this weekend, but I had one, but I just don't have it anymore because the Astros stole it. You know, they stole my sign of where I could go with these games. It must have been in those, you know, vibrating chips they wore under their jerseys. You know, that damn Alex Cora, he's banging them trash cans, stole my sign for the games.
That's terrible.
All right, well, I'm
You're
more
bad.
Curious, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that nonsense, Pete Rose needs to be reinstated, but that's for another day.
Yes.
Looking at the 49ers game, really the only receiver that is, you know, consistent on Green Bay is Devontae Adams. You know, unless Green Bay can develop somebody, you know, besides Devontae Adams, there's not much there, you know, receiver-wise. You know, in order to really win this game, they're going to need like an MVP-like performance out of Aaron Rodgers, and I just don't see it happening. That 49ers defense is just straight out nasty. They're going to have to slow down the 49ers pass rush. And you know what? I don't think their offensive line is that great either. I said last week they're the worst team left in the worst team that's left in the playoffs, and I still feel that way. Seattle, I mean, Green Bay didn't win last week. Seattle was just sloppy and lost that game. Seattle had no business losing that game last week to Green Bay. There's just too many miscues. I really don't see this game being close. I think the front four of the 49ers and even the front seven is a hell of a lot better than what Green Bay has on their offensive line. If it gets into a shootout, I can't believe I'm saying it. I like Jimmy Garoppolo better. I think he has more weapons at the receivers position. It's a hungry, young group of players. Skill-wise, with their backs, I like their run game a lot better. You know, defensive-wise, their secondary is top-notch. I like it. I just, you know, in their special teams unit is pretty damn good. You know, I like them in all three phases. And I just, I don't think it's going to be a blowout like the last time they played, but I think San Francisco is a better team all around. as well as coaching wise. It just doesn't seem like Aaron Rodgers is in sync as he has been in the past, you know, in the playoff, you know, situations. He just, he's not the same. There's something's off, and it's just, he doesn't look like the same Aaron Rodgers. Normally I'd be all over Green Bay, but they're not the same. That's basically where I'm at.
Okay. All right. All right, stand by then. We're going to keep it moving with, oh, no. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. And she is, oh, how does it say? How's it again? It goes something like,
I'm burning up mad.
Yeah, that is.
I'm burning up
What's
mad.
What's up, sister?
I'm so glad I'm not this week.
You're not?
No. No. I mean, I'm a little disappointed with the Ravens. I'm sure everybody is, but
yeah, everybody
it is what
one.
It is. You know, it was disappointing for the Rook. I was kind of pulling for him, but it didn't work out. It just, everything fell apart. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. But anyway, the big team won. They were pretty sloppy, if anything. But hats off to Henry on the Tennessee Titans. Holy cow. That guy's a monster.
But wait a minute, hon. Save those accolades for the other game. We're still on Packers and
okay.
Niners right now. We're on that one.
Oh, where are we at? I'm sorry. I kind of jumped in.
Packers and Niners. Yeah.
Okay.
Two of your favorite teams, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Packers and Niners. Well, you know, Pack is, you never know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. That's the thing. It's, you know, he has this poker, you just can't tell if they're going to really pull it out. But I don't know. It was actually a pretty good Sunday for football. I enjoyed all the games, but the Pack, I think I did. I went with the Pack. I don't know. I thought they did okay. I really did. I feel bad mostly for, well, I don't want to get into that because I don't really care about what's going on right now with the Packers and I really could care less. I'd rather get into something else.
Okay. All right. So wait a minute. So hold on to that. And we're going to come right back around.
Okay.
We're
going
to come back around.
Okay.
All right. Steve Azul, before I go on, I just want to say that for me, very easy. This comes down to the 49ers running offense against the Green Bay Packers run defense. And everybody knows that the Niners have one of the best ground attacks in the league. They were third in rushing this year. They can have a solid game on Sunday against that Green Bay defense, which has struggled against the run all year long. All year long. I don't know what the difference is between home versus on the road, but the 49ers have been a machine what do you want to call them, a law firm. You know, Mostert, Breda, and Coleman. You know, they all have over 500 yards, and let me see. I think Mostert had like 8 touchdowns, man, and I don't know how many Breda had, or Coleman, but they've all had big games this year. They're all very versatile. They all pretty much balanced that attack perfectly. And, look, it's a deep running attack, man. It's a deep, talented running core. And they're going to have that big game against that Green Bay run defense because they haven't been – the Green Bay run defense hasn't been anything special. You know, I think it's going to be a long day for them. They even – you know, they allowed the Seahawks 110 yards rushing last week. But I'm not sure if that – I don't know if they can, you know, slow down a very strong – 5-9 in the ground game. I'm not sure about that yet. And that's where I'm at with that so far. And that's I'm going to stop on my predictions. What do you think, homie?
Out of the rushing for the Seattle Seahawks, how many of that was Russell Wilson? Because he had a lot of probably broken down plays. So you got to take that into consideration too, because he's a guy that if it's not there with his progressions, he's going to take off and run. So can you really knock Green Bay for Russell Wilson taking off and running? I mean, my guess he had up to maybe 70, 75 yards. I'm not 100% sure. Well, do you know that? Do you know that number? I'm asking. I don't remember.
Right, I don't know. I don't know, but I do know he had the majority.
But he did take off. I do remember seeing him doing that a lot.
He did.
So
he did.
Do I see Jimmy Garoppolo doing that? No, I do not.
That's not yours.
Yeah.
That's not yours.
All right. So I hear what everybody's saying, and I think the playoffs are so unpredictable. I like what both teams are bringing to the table. I like what the 49ers did to the Vikings. The Vikings did a lot of traveling between going to New Orleans and then flying all the way to Santa Clara. So my thing is they pretty much punched the Vikings right up in the mouth and the jaw, and they really imposed their will. They were really excited for that game. I just think part of it is carrying over, not to knock Kirk Cousins, and he had a great game in New Orleans, and that's a tough place to play. But I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely is not going to be fazed by that 49ers crowd. Now, give credit to the 49ers and to everybody's points. Everybody said everything that I wanted to say, so I'm not going to go there. But, you know, the Russian attack, I don't know if the status of Joey Bosa. I expect him to play, but I know he's kind of banged up and he kind of got hurt on one of the sacks. DeForest Buckner is an excellent player. I don't even know, you know, if we're going to get anything out of D Ford. And I love the fact that Richard Sherman has been a good veteran piece for these young guys, man. And I remember on a fan level when we went to the game in San Fran a few years back, and Lick could attest to this, that the Giants, I mean, I hate to bring the Giants into this conversation, but how well they rebuilt that thing in a matter of a couple of years by bringing John Lynch, and we are where we are. But that's a story for another day. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. But just looking at this game, it all goes back to, you know, my point as far as John Lynch building this team, getting this long, you know, young offensive line, McGlinchey from the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Joe Staley is still the staple on this team. Jimmy Garoppolo, he doesn't have to play a hero, man. All he has to do is manage the game. But what I do like about the Packers, and you saw a lot of it last week, was the Smith boys, Preston Smith up the middle. You know, you said Za'Darius Smith. You know, those guys have been playing like animals, man. They've been animals in that Seattle game. So I'm trying to say everything without giving away my pick. I'm looking forward to the matchups with Green Bay, especially on George Kittle, especially on Deebo Samuel, especially on Emmanuel Sanders. I think a guy that's played excellent safety for the Packers, Adrian Amos, he's been around in the NFC North. I love these matchups in the game. They're going to have their hands full with the tight end position this week, Chris. I'm going there without going there. So I'm going to withhold my pick. I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers going different. He's not Kirk Cousins. That's the way I start with that. And I think if Jimmy Garoppolo, he hasn't really been dreadful in any game that I could think of. And like Carl's point, I mean, they smothered them on November the 24th. So I don't see that happening. So we'll see. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Real quick, let's let chime in here. Yes, sir. You know, Steve pretty much nailed everything that I wanted to say, but I just want to kind of go back to the start of the year. Chris, what was our sleeper team for this year? We both picked San Francisco. Am I correct on that?
That is right.
Mm-hmm. So listen, correct on that. Steve mentioned the Smith brothers. Against Seattle, they had a feast. They had a Thanksgiving feast. Good luck against this offensive line against San Francisco. You're going to see a complete 180. Solid, young, with a veteran, and they bought into the system. That's the great thing about San Francisco right now. They've all bought into Shanahan and Zala's system, and it's working. It's beautiful. It's a well-oiled machine. Whatever Green Bay throws, San Francisco will counter. I mean, you're pretty much going against Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan. You got to remember where the sun came from. So before I really hope that he goes down in his dungeon, just like Bill Belichick does, and creates something.
Because what if you think about it, Green Bay might have one weapon, but Shanahan will have two weapons to counter. I mean, that front seven, Worm, I will agree with Worm, you're not going to do anything with that front seven. And then as far as Green Bay's offensive line, I don't know if you noticed last week, they put in that bum Jared Valdir because Beluga couldn't play. He had the flu. I don't know what's going on with Beluga this week, but, you know, if Valdir's in there, that front four of San Francisco is going to have a heyday on Aaron Rodgers. That's real talk right there. It's going to be a great game. I'm a little bit jealous because us, the Giants, we'll talk about this later, are not at that level yet.
Right. Okay. That's the definition of lit, everyone. Billy Bob, chime in real quick. We're talking about just the Packers versus the 49ers, sir. Billy Bob. Okay, maybe Billy Bob don't want to chime in. All righty then. All right. So, at the top of the order again, let's switch gears. Let's go back to the Titans and Kansas City Chiefs. 929-477-4171. You're listening to the NFL Conference Championship 2020 episode of the Bleed Blue Show. Check us out, like I said, 1,000 times on Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Facebook, the whole nine yards. Carl, hit us again, man. This is the other game. This is the Titans and the Chiefs.
Man, I tell you, you know, this game, I actually watched this game today, and this was one of the more fun games of the season, actually, if you go from start to finish. A lot of twists and turns that took place in that ball game. But, you know, as I'm thinking about this game here, the comparison that I was trying to make and trying to figure out was, if you think about the way the Titans these last couple weeks have, as we've seen them now in these two playoff games, and you see the Chiefs, this reminds me a lot of seeing the Giants and the 49ers in the late 80s. There's this sort of contrast in style, and you know, for those that like quote-unquote old-school football, then you're probably a huge Tennessee Titans fan. If you like, you know, wide-open offense and new-age style passing and such like that, then you're in the camp of the Kansas City Chiefs. From that standpoint, that's styles make fights, and we're going to see how this plays out Sunday. But, you know, the one thing that I took out of watching this meeting, you know, if you took a look at the stat sheet of that first meeting that the Chiefs and the Titans had, you would be under the impression that Tennessee just ran the ball right down the Chiefs' throat, and that's the reason why they won. That's not exactly how it played out. You know, the Chiefs in the first half of the game that they had, it was Mahomes' first game back after he was injured. Mahomes threw for 446 in that game. It was crazy. They should have been up by more in the first half, the Chiefs did, but instead they had a turnover that Tennessee took for a touchdown, and the game was tied at halftime, and that sort of allowed Tennessee to hang around, and then they were able to use the running game. But the Chiefs still had a 9-point lead with 7 minutes to go, and unfortunately, they had a missed field goal. They had a bad snap on the field goal. The Titans then went down the field and scored a touchdown. The Chiefs then, with 20 seconds left, got in field goal range, and then they had the field goal blocked and the game was over. So think about it for this week coming up on Sunday. There's been a lot of belief that, well, the Titans are just going to show up. They're just going to run the ball right on the Chiefs, and that's just kind of be the end of it. I think this is probably going to be a game where the Titans might have to change it up just a little bit and throw the ball more. You know, when Tannehill actually was throwing the ball in that first game, he was effective. Like, he was effective when it came to them throwing the ball around, mm-hmm. and especially in that last drive mm-hmm. when they got the game-winning touchdown. So the question you would ask yourself is this. If the Titans get down by 10 points, do they change – does their method of operation for how they want to win the game completely change? Like, I'm pretty sure that the coaching staff right now has a design of exactly how they want the game to play out. But if that plan is thrown out the window because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is hitting guys for 50-yard passes, as, you know, in the first meeting, there were plays on 3rd and 6 and 3rd and 11 where Mahomes is getting a little bit of pressure, or he's just rolling to his left, fires the ball 20 yards down the field, first down. Like, what are you supposed to do? You know, and that happened a number of times in that first meeting. And, you know, Mahomes and that offense, you know, they have erasers out there. They have guys that, like Nico Hartman, he's taking a 10-yard pass, basically gets out of one tackle, and is gone 60 yards for a touchdown. Oh, what are you going to do? things just happen. And, you know, the one thing that you would worry about is the Chiefs. I know they've two times now they've been able to win these playoff games at home. You're not trying to get down 24-0 again. That's not something you're trying to pull off a second time. And I think be leery of the field goal kickers this week. That's the one thing that I'm thinking about with this game. Be leery of the field goal kickers.
Be leery of the field goal kickers. In a game like this. Okay. Duly noted, sir. Duly noted. All right. That's Carl, everyone. Lady Blue, you're up. This is Titans versus Chiefs.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a very, very different game than we did in Week 10. A very different game. Like I said, what the Chiefs did last week was phenomenal. When it was 24-0, I was like, holy crap, this can't be happening. And then to watch them come back and just blow them, you know, past them, I was shocked. I couldn't believe that they did that, because I think they're the first team that do that in the playoffs to come back from a 24-point deficit. But, yeah, the Week 10 was a fiasco. Like Carl said, he came back from being injured and just shit didn't go their way. It was just not in the cards that day. But they're going to be remembered. Just think, every time that think back to when we were good and we won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. When we played them in Week 17, lost to them, and we thought we could win. It's the same thing here. Kansas City knew they should have beaten them. Hell, everyone knows that they should have won. And I just think they're going to come out and just be wonderful. The only problem I have is they need to find an answer for Derrick Henry. They really do. This bastard has been running over everybody. If I remember, I mean, he's been blowing every week away. He's unstoppable. And I'm hoping that they can find a way to stop him.
Right.
And right. I just, you know, besides, as much as I love my Giants, I want to see Kansas City win just because, you know, today is our beloved two-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Collins' birthday. And I know he played for the Chiefs after us, so I know he's going to be rooting for them. But I honestly, in the beginning of the season, I was watching, you know, of course, football, and I always thought I wanted to see KC go all the way, and San Fran was a surprise, but I'm happy, and that to me would be an awesome Super Bowl. I mean, I just would love to see KC come out and be hungry. God forbid, I really don't want them, like Carl said also, I don't want them to go down 24-0 in the beginning. I want them to get a rhythm going. I want them to, you know, I want them just to go. But I think we're going to see a very different game than we did in Week 10 when they lost. And I think they're going to be hungry. They're going to be very, very hungry.
All right. Lady Blue, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 929-477-4171. Worm, it is Worm's time to prognosticate the Titans Chiefs game. You know what? I think the 49ers were 0-8 when they faced us a couple of years ago, and they haven't been the same team since. And
no, they haven't.
That's crazy to me. But I just thought I'd let you know that, Lady Blue. I know you haven't forgotten either. But, Worm, you know.
All right, so I was able to hide my notes from Alex Cora, so, you know, I have my notes. We're good to go.
He's crazy, yeah. You're awful.
I don't know. Them Boston sports teams, man, they bunch of fucking cheating scumbags they are. This guy didn't take good notes from Belichick.
Now that's a show. Now that's a damn show.
Yeah.
Good work. You're cracking me up over here, man.
All right, well, looking at this.
He had his name for Howard Carr.
We do a whole show on cheating scandals. We really could. All right. So Andy Reid's going to get over the hump. I really think he gets over the hump. He gets that big win in that big spot where he usually chokes on probably them case of hot dogs he has on the sideline. For KC to pull this off, I mean, really, they're just going to have to shut down, you know, either shut down Henry or limit the damage and put the ball in Tannehill's hands. And probably go man on Brown and shift the safety over just for a little help. They get into a shootout with Kansas City. I think Kansas City's offense is way more potent and has way more weapons. You know, if they get in a shootout, it's going to be Kansas City's game all day. For the Titans to get the job done, they're going to have to establish the run and keep Patrick Mahomes and that offense off the field. They're going to have to play just about next to perfect football. Kansas City's defense isn't as strong as so many other defenses in the playoffs, but it's gotten better. They've gotten some players back, you know, healthy. Spagnuolo, I think he's going to find a way to slow down. I can't say he's going to eliminate Derrick Henry, but I think he's going to find a way to slow him down. They can keep, you know, the Titans behind in the chains, you know, keep them in long down and distances. I think they'll be all right. Kansas City's offense can put up points and put it up quickly. I mean, I blinked my eyes last week and they already put 21 points on the board. I'm like, holy fuck. I like their offense. I really do. You know, and like I said, if it gets into a shootout, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes all day. He's one of the ones, you know, that I have, you know, I'm looking at an MVP for the league. So I like Kansas City's offense. Their defense isn't as bad as it was, you know, a couple weeks ago. It's gotten better. And their special teams unit is great as well. You know, they're very, very well coached on special teams. I think Andy Reid's going to have his ball club ready to play. And it's going to be a nice game.
All right.
That's it. Short and sweet.
All right. That's Worm, everyone. Kristen, you're up. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Worm. What were you saying?
Oh,
I thought you were done.
I said
there.
It's short. It's short and sweet, just like Carlos Beltran's career with the Mets.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ow. Oh my God.
Ow.
I thought you were gonna say like Bill Belichick's career with the Jets. Oh man. Okay. Well. Okay. Wow. That's whew. Save us, please.
We must do a love-hate show.
We may have to.
How much we love to hate those guys. They give us all the ammunition in the world, don't they? I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay, what do you got, girlfriend?
Back to football. Anyway, I love Patrick Mahomes. Love, love, love him. I did when he first came on the scene. I think he's way more consistent than Tannehill is. He scares me a little bit. He still throws scared. I just don't have that much faith in Tannehill at all. Henry is a monster. Henry is a problem for that team. Other than that, I'm Kansas City all day. I love Patrick Mahomes. Defense has really come a long way. The Titans might give him a little bit of run, but Kansas City, I think, is an overall tighter knit team, overall, offense, defense, all the way around. But I do really like them. I don't have the faith in Tannehill. Like I said, I think he still runs scared. He still throws scared. So I really hope for Mahomes. I really want them to win this. I kind of did want Tennessee at first, but the way I saw Henry run through everybody last week was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Hats off to Henry, but D. Williams really has to step it up for Kansas City.
Okay.
He really, really does. So, you know, if they can work well like they did last week and really stay steadfast and persistent, I think they're going to go all the way. So, yeah, my pick is definitely Kansas City for that one.
You know, we never talk about well, you know, like the Titans, the passing offense doesn't have that dazzle. We know that, that the Chiefs have. And they prefer to run the ball. We know that. But you know what? Tannehill's done a great job managing his team, you know. What did he do? He had like a 7-3 record this year. He doesn't have knockout stats, but he's held them steady, you know. A.J. Brown, he turned out to be one of the best rookies in the league this year. He's their number one receiver now. He's at over 1,000 yards. We never talk about that. And we also never talk about the fact that the Chiefs' pass defense is probably one of the best in the NFL. They are, mm-hmm. man. I mean, they didn't look really particularly well last, in the divisional win against what's his face? Houston's guy, I forgot the name. Anyway, but you know, they have a solid pass rush. You know, Chris Jones, mm-hmm. Frank Clark, Emmanuel, what's his face? He's on the IR now, but he was there. And Clavarius Ward, man, he's one of the best cornerbacks in football, man. So, look, you know, we don't talk about that. Those are the intangibles that we overlook a lot. But I feel myself getting ready to say my prediction. I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to concede to Azul right now. Go ahead, bro.
What's up? It's with this game, I think somebody said it earlier with the Titans, and they had a very good fun game. Earlier, what was it, November? I can't remember. That game was in Tennessee. It's a two polar opposite teams. You couldn't get more opposite in the AFC than this. Mm-hmm. Titans, Ravens last week was more of what both teams want to do, run the ball, stop the ball. Where Kansas City run defensive wide is not strong. I do agree with you, Chris, as far as their pass defense, but that's not what Tennessee likes to do anyway. So you got two worlds colliding on the strip club. You saw what Derrick Henry did at New England. You saw what he did at Baltimore. This is becoming an underrated, I would say, a rivalry, but they've started to face each other in some good games. Remember when Mariota went up there, was it two seasons ago? This is the year that Malarkey got fired.
Yeah.
And they went into Kansas City and they won. Now, I know Patrick Mahomes was not quarterbacking at the time, but some of those guys are still on that team. So it's not to say they're not going to be like, hey, we've come here in the playoffs before and won. We could try to do it again. Going back to last week's game, I don't know if a lot what happened with Mark Ingram, with him getting hurt, had a lot to do with what Baltimore wanted to do, but that's not the Titans' problem, because they could have went to Edwards, and Edwards is a very good running back for Ravens, but I don't know why they did not make that adjustment as far as sticking to what they do best. But neither here or there, that's why the Titans stuck to what they do best, and that's why they're in the game. They destroyed Ravens. They're going to have a problem stopping Derrick Henry. There's no way around that, man. He's a load. I even went on a limb last week on social media. I'm not saying he's the best running back of all time, because it's not. But if you really consider high school-wise, college football, mm-hmm. his career in college football, mm-hmm. and what he's doing in the playoffs on the road, like all levels of football, you got to look at what he's done. He's like Marcus Allen. He's putting up Marcus Allen-type stuff on all levels. Okay, now back to the game. Kansas City, they Travis Kelce's a matchup nightmare. I don't know if Tennessee – past who's going to match up with him on the linebacker level, or they're going to throw a slot corner or a nickel corner, somebody out there, because these guys could tackle well, and they come from the Bill Belichick. A lot of these guys, like first of all, starting with the head coach, he's got tough guys out there. They're guys making plays. You know what, Worm? I'm surprised you didn't bring up your boy, the guy you coached, who mocked Mark Ingram in the press conference. That's probably the funniest stuff I've heard in 2020 on the football side, called Montaje Chark. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up, because, you know, if guys don't know that, Worm coached him in high school. I thought that was hilarious. But game-wise, you know, Jeffrey Simmons has been playing very, very well. He's a monster in the middle in that 3-4 defense. Whether they put him over the guard or over the tackle, he wreaks havoc. I think that's one concern that Kansas City can have, but the problem is Patrick Mahomes is so good, he can improvise. So I'll leave it at that. I think, you know what, Worm, I'm surprised. You know what this game kind of looks like on paper, Worm, and Carl, Kristen, LB? If the Titans play this right, this could look like, and this almost goes back to their personnel for both teams, this looks like Giants-Bills 1990 Super Bowl. If the Titans could get the ball for 40 minutes. If they could run the ball or keep the ball for get into that 40-minute range, 39, right. And they could, because I don't think Kansas City could stop them. Styles make fights, and I'll leave it at that.
Yep, that's exactly what this is. So, predictions all around. Let's start with Carl.
Before we do that, we got to get the point updates, where we are in the standings going into the championship. Yeah. We got 7 points for your most confident, 4 for the least confident. All right. DB Nation's in the lead. Right. He took the lead. DB Nation took the lead. He's got 13 points. Kristen's in second place with 12. I'm at 11 points. Worm and Lit are tied with 9. Manny Dogs is at 8. Carl's at 8. Chris, Lady Blue is at 7. Sean is at 3. I got to go back and do Robbie's. I think Robbie's around that 6-7 range. But nonetheless, DB Nation's got 13 points. Kristen's got 12. I'm at 11. We got 2 more games,
Kristen.
And then we got 2 more after that. So go ahead. Let's get to the games and start off with Carl, like you said.
All right, Carl, yeah.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go with both the home teams again. Give me the 49ers with the 7. And then I'm gonna go anti Titans the rest of the way. I've been off them 2 times. That game was luck last week. I'm just gonna say it right now. So give me the Chiefs for 4.
Nice. Wow. Okay. All righty. Okay, Lady Blue.
What am I doing here? I'm sorry. I guess I can't say I didn't do that bad then for missing the first week. So what are we thinking? I know I'm going with San Fran and KC, but I missed what the points were.
7-4.
Seven and four.
For the high, 4 for the low.
7 San Fran, 4 KC.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, that would be Worm is up next.
All right, I'm going to take KC at 7 and San Francisco at 4.
Okay.
And Kristen?
I'm going the same thing as Worm, 7-4. Kansas City, 7. San Francisco, 4.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead with Packers at 4 and Titans at 7. Yes, you heard me correctly. Azul?
I'm going with, you said Titans at 7? Okay, I'm going Chiefs at 7, Packers at 4. That should wrap it up. That should it. Yeah, that should do it. Get some final thoughts, man. Get some final thoughts. Our team, whatever you want to do.
Carl.
Yes.
Final thought.
Hello,
sir.
Can you hear me? As we head here into this championship Sunday, and we're looking at our team, the Giants, in relative to some of these other teams, you know, the Titans, the Chiefs, 49ers, and the Packers. You know, one thing that was, you know, sort of dawned on me as we go ahead and we look forward. You know, the 49ers started at 2-14. And I think the previous year they were something like 3-13 before they made their coaching change, general manager change, and here they are 3 seasons later, 1 game away from heading to the Super Bowl. And on the other side, we have a Tennessee team that's been 9-7 each of the last 4 years. But in between that, fired their coach after a playoff win, brought on Mike Vrabel, and here they are 1 victory away from the Super Bowl. And so it, there's sort of the idea of, you know, how do you build a team? You know, we're sort of, as the Giants are kind of in that mold of, okay, how do we build a team that maybe in a year or two is in this exact same position? And, you know, there are many ways to skin a cat. The only question that I wonder is the direction that we are going and the direction that the Titans chose and the 49ers chose, because clearly they had a vision of what they wanted. The Titans got a little lucky in getting there. The 49ers have sort of been, they've got a couple lucky breaks. But I think as we look at it from the Giants' perspective, we kind of need to get lucky. Really. That's, you know, we can have all the nice plans that we want, but you kind of have to just, sometimes you just roll the dice and hope to hit a seven on a couple of guys, yeah. Because both of those teams, you know, as we look at it, you know, there's no real blueprint for how to do this.
Okay, Carl. Mm-hmm. So is that your final thought, sir? Because we're running out of time.
Yes,
I have
sir.
To tell you that real quick, man. But duly noted, please call in Sunday. We'll be back here. All right. Lady Blue.
Not really much to say. I'm just looking forward to some good games and the Super Bowl. I'm just looking forward to it. The one thing that I think is strange, though, is who they decided to sing the national anthem, though. So that's going to be Demi Lovato. Yeah, okay. After her overdose and all this other shit that went down with her. It's weird. But...
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just looking forward for a good weekend, and I can't wait to see our team turn around and get more in W's in our column. Other than that, we
got
bleed
it.
Blue.
Bleed blue, Lady Blue. Worm, real quick.
Just looking for a good, you know, football weekend. Lots of food, lots of drinks, and hopefully win some money on sports betting.
Okay. Cool. Cool enough. All right, Mr. Newlywed. Kristen.
I would have loved to see the Ravens and San Francisco go. That was my dream Super Bowl, but that's in the toilet. So I'm pulling for San Francisco. I want these guys to really win everything. I really would. I just want them to knock everybody out of the park. That's what I would really like. And that's it. I'm looking forward to the game. And nice to hear from everybody. And bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Look. The Titans sparkling defensive play can't be overlooked. They should be able to contain the Chiefs. That's going to go on long and helping them cover the points. They held the Patriots to 13 points. They held the Ravens to 12 points. And they came through with three interceptions in those two games. They are going to the Super Bowl. Trust me on that one. That's number one. Number two. Green Bay. If they win this game, the Chiefs win their game, you're going to hear how State Farm was instrumental in making it happen since Rodgers and Mahomes are in the same commercial, and I don't want to hear that shit. But I think Green Bay's going to pull it off, and that's the end of that. And Steve Azul, do your thing real quick, homie.
I didn't expect that. State Farm, that's a good point, man. That's a good point. Shout out to all the stakeholders that's on. Of course, Carl, Lady Blue, Worm, Definition of Lit, Chris, myself. We'll be back next week. We're going to do a season recap, Giants and as well as all the teams in the leagues. We'll do a season recap next week. 2 weeks from then, we'll be doing our Super Bowl prediction episode. And then the week after the Super Bowl, we'll be moving back to 8 p.m., and we're going to do our off-season grades for the Giants. So looking forward to all that with our teams. I'm just looking forward to some good games, man. I mean, that's as simple as I could say it. But I look at it from a perspective as well as these teams who are in it. And where were we at when we were at our low points? It's like, Carl, you could attest to this because we didn't know each other at the time, but we were both at that Titans-Giants game late in the season where the Giants crushed them. I remember going to that game where Titans fans were wearing paper bags over their heads with the eyes, you know, with the eyes cut out during the game when we were killing the Titans late in the year. That was Beckham Jr.'s rookie year. I still got those pictures on the social media. Now you look at
they were hoping for James Winston.
5 years later in the championship game, man. And then you look at the Kansas City Chiefs are as low as they were. They got Andy Reid, and all it took was a quarterback replace Alex Smith, and now they are in a position back-to-back years in the AFC Championship game. The Packers, they've kind of been the staple on and off for the most part for this decade because of the quarterback. But when you look at the 49ers, and I was saying this earlier, there was at a point where the Niners were rebuilding after the era of Jim Harbaugh, Kaepernick, and that defensive loaded, you know, with Vernon, you know, at, a little after Vernon Davis, but they had those stout 49er defenses. The linebackers got hurt, and they had to kind of rebuild on the fly. They got the general manager. Nobody knew who John Lynch was. They knew what John Lynch was, but they didn't know who he was as an executive. You got Kyle Shanahan in there, and then, of course, pretty much built this thing from the ground up and then traded for Garoppolo, and voila, they're back into the championship picture, what, 7 years later? So,
yep.
I mean, teams get different paths to get to back to where they need to, man. And hopefully we'll have ways and to do that same thing too, no pun intended. We're out. Next week we'll have season recap, Giants and all the other teams next Thursday.
Sangre Azul, Jason Garrett to the house.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that.
The Matt Clapper, yes.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep, bloop, 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 bleep, bloop.